And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 21st of September, 2014. Some anniversaries in the world of publishing. The most famous, most reprinted newspaper editorial published on this day, 1897, the Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus column in the New York Sun in response to a letter from an 8-year-old girl in New York City. Is there a Santa Claus? The reporter Francis Church wrote his famous reply to little Virginia O'Hanlon, saying, "He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias." Virginia lived at 115 West 95th Street in New York, and she grew up to be a schoolteacher in New York City. 1970, on this date, the New York Times came out with a new section called the Op-Ed page, opposite the editorial page, devoted to the columns of outside writers. It's the birthday of the man who created Penguin Books, Sir Alan Lane, born Bristol, England, 1902. 1935, he was waiting for a train, looking for something to read on the train. All he could find was magazines and reprints of Victorian novels, and he came up with the idea of publishing low-quality volumes of great contemporary fiction, hoping to democratize literature. It's the birthday of Herbert George Wells, H.G. Wells, born Brumley, England, 1866, one of the fathers of modern science fiction, who wrote The Time Machine, The Island of Dr. Moreau, and The War of the Worlds. H.G. Wells, a socialist with a strong interest in biology. He died just before his 80th birthday, having lived long enough to see much of the future he had imagined in the real world. It's the birthday of Savonarola, Girolamo Savonarola, born in Ferrara, Italy, 1452, the great idealist who joined the Dominican monks, preached against the Medici family in Florence, preached against the corruption of the Catholic Church, which got him in trouble with the corrupt Pope Alexander VI, and at the age of 46, Savonarola was arrested, tortured, and executed by hanging, and his ashes scattered in the Arno River. Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats, The Lake Isle of Innisfree. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There, midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. The Lake Isle of Innisfree by William Butler Yeats. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.